The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to The Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88 in Lee. That is one of our newer towers, so we are expanding our listening universe, and hopefully folks down there can hear us loud and clear. So today is Thursday, June 26. I can't believe we're almost halfway through the year. And welcome to The Morning Drive. I am Brian Burkle. I will be your host today, as always. We are live and local this morning at our WTBR studio on Federico Drive. And in studio today, we have a really great topic. We're going to be talking about something called the Calliope Cafe, which, if you don't know what that is a free program. It's a monthly event, open mic for, it's a platform for young Berkshire County artists, be it if their art is music, poetry, and even dance, from what I understand. And it's hosted every month at the Stationery Factory in Dalton. So in studio today, we have Mark Franklin, who we'll get to know a little bit more in a minute. Mark has sort of spearheaded this program. And Sam Barry, who is here to perform for us. He is one of the participants in the Calliope Cafe every month. So before we do that, we, of course, have to check our monthly weather. Wish we could tell a month in advance. But we're going to check the upcoming immediate weather here. So let's see what is in store for us here.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area today, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers this afternoon. Not as warm. Near steady temperature in the upper 60s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 30%. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Cooler with lows in the mid-50s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 60s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, well, that's weather. It's all over the place, as we should expect here in Berkshire County, right? So again, I am your host today. My name is Brian Burkle. This is The Morning Drive on WTBR. And in studio today, we have some representation from what's called the Calliope Cafe, which is a monthly event that happens for free it's an open mic up at the Stationery Factory in Dalton. And so I would like to introduce you to a couple of folks who are here to talk about that. In studio this morning, we have Mark Franklin. Mark, how are you?
Good.
All right. And Mark, you are basically the founder, is that fair to say?
I was asked to curate.
Curate, okay.
So I get the program together each month.
Okay. And how did that come about?
When I was a teacher at Wacona, I was one of my extracurricular advisorships was as the speech team coach. One of the speech team coaches, and we discovered that we needed money for transportation because we were the only speech team in Berkshire County, and it meant we had to travel anytime there was a competition. So we thought about an idea for a fundraiser, and one or two times a year for about 15 or 20 years, we hosted in our cafeteria at Wacona what we called the Calliope Cafe, which was, it featured students performing on a small stage, and desserts and coffee and other beverages for the audience. And it became an annual thing, even beyond the point where I was needing to raise money. So the drama organization, the Apollonian Players, also became part of the fundraiser, and I'm not so sure we made a lot of money, but we had a lot of fun for years and years. Mm-hmm. And the last group of young people that I was close to in that connection were the children of Greg Geyer, who is a promotional person at the stationery factory, and Steve Sears, who runs the stationery, who is the stationery factory. And they approached me maybe 6 years ago about the possibility of doing something like that on a stage for a wider group of students, including students from all over Berkshire County. And at the time, I said yes, but it didn't take off. And then about 3 years ago, a little more than 3 years ago, Greg Geyer approached me again and said, would you be interested in doing this for real? And we talked, and we started with a, on, I think that year we started with a September show. And so we featured mostly Pittsfield, Taconic, and Wakona students on that in that first show. But it's expanded. So it's we are now in our at the end of our third year, at and it's a monthly, usually the last Thursday of the month. And it feels a lot like what I used to do at the high school, but it's we have the benefit of an extraordinary soundstage. And we also have the benefit of culling students from all over the county. Mostly teenagers, mostly people from middle school through high school, but we also get students coming back who have moved on to college, and I welcome that.
Yeah, and having any kind of an outlet like that, I mean, is the immeasurable for some people, right?
It has always been wonderful to watch how that works with young people.
And speaking of young people, we also have in studio Sam Berry. Hi, Sam.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
So you are a regular performer at the Calliope?
I am. I've been doing this for a couple few years now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. And what's your, I see, obviously you have a guitar in your hand right now. So that is that your main instrument of choice? Or
I'd say so, although, I mean, I've been playing a lot more piano recently. Those two, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you guys had asked if there would be a piano in here. We just
No, it's fine. Obviously,
I have a piano in my garage if you want. Nobody will take it. So if anybody wants a piano, let us know. It needs some work. I'll give it that. So I could have brought that in. But anyway, just kidding. So guitar is your thing.
Yeah.
And how long have you been playing the guitar?
Well, I think since around I was 10, although I think I've definitely gotten good since I was 12, and I'm 14 now.
Yeah. And again, like I said, you just strike me so much more mature than 14.
Oh.
So, fantastic.
Well, I'm a little tired, so maybe I'm subdued. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, a little reserved. In a little bit, I'd like to give you the floor here to perform a song that you have written. Is that right?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We're going to have time for that in a few minutes to do that, and I think that'll be a real treat for everybody here. Speaking of treats, I had the opportunity to come up there and see the Calliope Cafe in action last month, and it really was something. Sam, I saw you perform.
Yeah.
There were several other youth who got up there and. What I found interesting was the variety of music genre, and there were some performances that dated back from original recordings from like the 60s and 70s, and it's not just today's stuff. I mean, a lot of these kids really have a broad knowledge of music, which was really impressive to me. And so it was a great show, and everybody did such a great job. It was really entertaining.
Sure.
So, Mark, this tell us about what's happening tonight, which is perfect timing for us today to be talking about this.
Yeah, tonight is what we would call our season finale. Mm-hmm. We'll take a couple of months off, and because it's the last of the season, we move from what is called the North Room, which is a dedicated small soundstage, to the main stage of the Stationery Factory, which is an amazing venue, world-class venue for performance. So it's a really wonderful thing for these young people to get up there and perform on the main stage. Starts at 7 o'clock, usually runs a couple of hours. Sometimes we run a little over. Tonight we have, I think, 15 performances scheduled. Students usually get about a maximum of 10 minutes up there, which means about two songs normally. I have already made the program. Right up until the last minute, I was adding and subtracting. That's not unusual. Tonight, one of the differences will be because it's on the main stage, the actual bar will be open. Normally, when we're in the north room, the legal beverages are confined to coffee and tea and water and soft drinks and snacks. And this main stage venue opens things up for alcohol.
Yeah.
But
for the adults.
Yeah, for the adults only, of course. But I'm really looking forward to tonight's performance. I know that Abe Guthrie is our sound engineer. He works full time at the stationery factory. That name might ring a bell. Abe is himself a long standing musician, and of course he comes from an extraordinary musical family. He and Lisa are there all the time, and I these are the people that I turn to when I need advice. And when the show begins, Lisa is behind the counter, and Abe is running the sound, constantly tweaking the sound. And he may have an assistant with him tonight, but it'll be full sound and full light. Trying to think what else to say, except that there will be plenty of room, and we really welcome everyone in the community to come out. We have a pretty good representation from all over the county. It includes bands. We have bands anyway, but with the larger stage, it's possible to have two drum sets on the stage at the same time so that the transition between one band and another will be easier. But an awful lot of solo and duet performances as well.
And this is a free event?
It's a free event.
Okay.
We welcome donations, and people have been very generous. But it costs nothing to come and enjoy.
Yeah. And so, like you said, you do accept donations because, I mean, it's free to watch, but, of course, I'm sure there's costs associated with producing this thing.
Some. Yeah. I am paid for my services, and Abe and Lisa are employees of the stationery factory, and the person who designs and runs the lights, same. The kids don't get paid, except in non-monetarily.
Yeah, in applause.
Right. But it's a... We have one of the donations. I just off the top of my head, one of the donations was a gift card to allow us to buy a house guitar.
Oh, yeah,
for students who either don't have one and need to play or who have a guitar which doesn't plug in. And we highly recommend that they plug their guitars in.
Okay,
I'm letting them know that on air.
Plug it in. So that's great that you have that equipment going to be made available because, like you said, if you know you wouldn't want someone to not be able to perform.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the only thing a student needs to bring, I say student, a young person needs to bring, is their instrument, and everything else is provided: the mics, the cables, the sound, the stands, the music stands, stools, all of those things. If they need them, they just need to know that they need them.
Okay, got it. And how does somebody who is interested in participating, how would they get themselves involved?
They contact me.
Okay.
But my effort early on, this is beginning 3 years ago, was to contact schools and other organizations that would feature young people studying music or performing music, but mostly schools. So I got in touch with principals, band directors, choral directors, drama people, teachers that I happen to know that might have a connection with our past, because there's an awful lot of former Wakona people all over the county now teaching and working in the schools. So I contacted them and asked for names. And then I assembled a group of names and I got email addresses. To be honest, Brian, email is not as effective as I would like it to be, particularly with the younger generation. But it's the way I contact students once a month, probably 3 weeks in advance of the program, and let them know that we're going to have it and that they should sign in and let me know what they want to do, how many songs, what they need. And then I create a list within 48 hours of the show.
So as far as reaching you, if somebody were to go to the website, is your contact information on there?
It's my contact information directly is at Gmail. It's Mark Frank L, Mark Frankel, at gmail.com.
Okay.
They certainly can get my information through the stationery factory.
Okay.
I don't know that there is, to be honest, I don't know that there is a Calliope Cafe website per se or a Calliope Cafe page on Facebook. We have been doing this using Facebook, both Stationery Factory and me, for the last 3 years, and it's been somewhat effective in getting the word out. What we haven't done is to use the newspaper or something like this to get the word out, and I'm not so sure that that isn't something we shouldn't talk about.
And like you said, though, too, you've reached out to people that you feel would have a sense of who in the youth might benefit from this, right?
Right.
So you've reached out to the schools and so forth, where there are folks who know their students and they know some of their talents and their abilities and may go to them and say, hey, have you ever considered this Calliope Cafe? Someone could also show up and at least kind of experience it and maybe come up and talk to you. If they just show up, they may not be able to get
it
on
happens.
Stage because maybe not, or maybe they will. I don't know. But I guess I wouldn't want to tell somebody to just show up and then you'll get on stage, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Okay, they can. So that could happen?
It differs from your usual open mic.
Okay.
In that you don't sign up when you get there, and you can't just wait to see if there's a slot open. The program is conceived and written up before the show, and if by chance somebody doesn't get to me or I don't get to them by showtime, it's too late, and they'll just have to try again next month. I have had folks come with their parents sometimes. Who are probably a little young, and they get to see it, and I'm hoping that they are inspired and that they'll get in touch with me.
Yeah. And what is the age range?
Right now, we're looking at, and Sam is a good example of this. He started when he was a seventh grader.
Sixth grade.
I think you were in seventh the first year that you performed.
I must have been like going there next.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Next to school. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Going into eighth?
Well, I must have been going into seventh grade, like summer of sixth
maybe.
Grade.
Yeah. Maybe.
Not sure.
But middle school students are welcome. Mostly high school students are what we see. And it's when they're juniors and seniors, it's sad to see that they're at the end of their high school careers, because I kind of lost touch with some people this past year because they get new college addresses. And I honestly didn't get a hold of all of that. And I would have thought that I would hear from them, but I didn't. So
how what is the maximum age when you consider youth in Berkshire County for this program? What is sort of the cutoff?
I haven't set one,
okay,
Brian, but I would say, you know, certainly if they're in college and they are veterans and we can find space, we'll be happy to have them back.
All right, great.
Alumni.
Yeah, alumni.
And if that said, we have alumni, technically speaking, a number of people have performed who performed at the Calliope when they were students at Wakona back in the 80s.
Oh, really?
Including Sam's mom. and they have performed.
Oh, like currently, they'll come back.
They have
perform.
Come back to play.
Oh, that's great.
And we are careful, and we ought to be careful to make sure that this is an event for young folks. Mm-hmm. But we are very open to the idea of at least once a year, mm-hmm. if we can do it, welcoming people, not only returning college students, but also people like me and Sam's mom, mm-hmm. who are still musical. Mm-hmm. An example of that is Michael Duffy. Mm-hmm. I can't not mention Michael Duffy. He teaches at Taconic High School. He performs all over Berkshire County. He's well known. Mm-hmm. And singer, songwriter, guitar player, performer. And he makes every show. Mm-hmm. And he often accompanies other young people that he teaches, mm-hmm. Or if somebody needs an accompanist. And he's happy also to fill in if we need an extra performance before mm-hmm. the show is over.
Yeah.
And he'll be there. He'll be there tonight.
Right. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And like you said, bringing those folks back, you know, not to overshadow the kids that are
right.
performing now, but it is, I think it's a great idea to bring that in. It's a shows, you know, they can still have their influence. They can lead by example, you know, it can be something that the kids can model and look up to and envision themselves doing.
It really does work that
way. A couple of years later, yeah. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, Sam, would you like to give us a little performance? Are you ready to go?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
So let's give this a go. What is this called? What's the title of this song?
Working title is Besides, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of a draft, but I have the mm-hmm. lyrics down.
Okay, good. All right, do you need anything? Are you good to go?
I think I'm all good.
All right.
It's been a long time since I visited the Maple Well, but you will never get to go, because Mother said it so, and you didn't want to anyway. Once convinced you I could jump the distance to the moon, but your mind was set in stone, and the shoes that made you slow never really worked well anyway. Half past midnight I could see the way you walked around, only now, around me now. You were tailored for defeat, for your memory a receipt. I am here now, so just fade away.
All right. That was great.
Thank you.
So, those just joining us, that was Sam Barry with your working title, Besides.
Yes. Yeah,
sure. Is that correct? Working title, Besides. All right. So, what was the inspiration for that for you?
Well, I mean, once in a while, I feel like creativity comes to people when they're tired because their mind starts to wander. So, mm-hmm. it was last year, and I was just up one night, and it was a school night, and it was like 11 p.m., and I was just like, whoa, wait a minute. And, I mean, I just had to get it down. And then mm-hmm. once I got that down, I just had to start writing lyrics for it. Mm-hmm. And then once I got that, it just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to seize those opportunities or else they're going to escape you.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not, but you might not get them back. So you have to take them. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty proud of that one. You know, it's kind of more poppy, but I'd say it was definitely kind of Beatles-influenced a mm-hmm. lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear that. No, I agree with that. Yeah, no, it sounds great. And so where'd you come up with the title? The working title. Where does that kind of come from?
Well, to be honest, I'm not really sure. The music is the thing that I always focus on, and the uh-huh. lyrics are secondhand. Uh-huh. But, I mean, if I had to say, I mean, it's about telling someone how far they've gone mm-hmm. and that they should come back. I know that's kind of vague, but that's what I'm going with. And, like, besides, what's happening anyway? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. Thanks for performing for us.
Appreciate it.
That was great. So, again, those of you just joining us, we have in studio Mark Franklin with the Calliope Cafe and Sam Barry, who just performed for us. Sam is one of the performers in the Calliope Cafe. And the Calliope Cafe is a monthly free event. It's an open mic event for youth here in Berkshire County at the Stationery Factory in Dalton. And that's located at 63 Flansburg Street in Dalton. And this is a monthly thing. It's usually on the, what, Thursday?
Usually the last Thursday of the month.
Okay, so usually the last Thursday of the month. If you are interested in performing or checking it out, you can just show up and talk with Mark about getting on the schedule if you want to perform at some point. Or you can reach out to him through the Stationery Factory. They can put you in touch with Mark. You've been doing this since 2022 at the Stationery Factory?
Yes.
Okay, because this is your third season, right?
This is the end of our third season.
End of the third season. So that's an important point, too, to get across to everybody out there, is that tonight, being the end of the third season, you take a little break for the summer, right?
Yeah.
So this past year is wrapping up, and then you have a grand finale at the main stage, right?
Right.
And what time is that at?
Starts at 7 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
goes to about 9.
Goes to about 9. And you've got about 15 performers. Yeah, and they're from all around the county?
Yeah.
Yeah, like can you kind of give me an overview?
Sam's from Williamstown.
Yeah.
We have a number of performances tonight from Pittsfield High School students.
Mm-hmm.
We have Monument Mountain mm-hmm. Regional. We have a band mm-hmm. Whose leader is from Monument Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
We have had Lenox High School students and middle school students. We have a young lady performing tonight from Lee Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's only going into eighth grade. And so we pretty much are all over the county. I haven't got too much response yet from North County, North Adams and Adams, mm-hmm. but the Hoosick Valley Regional, but for no particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I'm missing anybody.
Regardless, that covers a good part of the geography of the county, so that's amendable. Commendable. Sorry.
It's grown.
Out of my words here.
And we're happy to welcome people from even further away, but mm-hmm. so far it's been what we had hoped, mm-hmm. which is to get interest from. And that said, what happens, of course, unlike what happens in sporting, in many sporting events, is these people collaborate.
Mm.
They get to know one another,
mm-hmm.
And they get to share their experiences from their various schools, and they make friends,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes musical friendships, which are lasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's little collaborations that come about, the musical collaborations.
Yeah.
And you've seen that a number of times
with
some of these kids. They in cases where maybe they didn't even know each other before, and now...
Right.
Well, that's great.
There's last month or 2 months ago, a couple of students, one from PHS and mm-hmm. the other from Taconic,
mm-hmm.
They happened to be working at Price Chopper or Stop and Shop together, and they recognized each other from the Calliope, and they worked out a duet.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
That's great.
And we'll see that tonight, too. A Wakona student who just graduated, mm-hmm. Colby Robb,
mm-hmm.
has been performing now for the last 3 or 4 months, and he does a kind of country western and original music.
Mm-hmm.
And Antonia Allegroni Lewis,
mm-hmm.
from Great Barrington, they're going to get together and do a duet tonight. Mm. So I'm looking forward to it.
That'll be awesome.
That said, I don't conduct auditions,
mm-hmm.
Brian.
Mm-hmm.
and I haven't felt the need to. Frankly, what comes up on the stage is usually really well prepared.
Mm-hmm. Well, they take it serious.
Yeah.
All right, so we are up here at the top of the hour, so we're just going to take a pause for station identification. We're going to thank some of our underwriters, and then we will return. You are listening to WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at PittsfieldTV.org. The whole story since 1986. PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR-FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound, just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw, every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to the Morning Drive here on WTBR 89.7 and 88.1 in Lee. In studio today, we have Mark Franklin and Sam Barry. They're here to talk to all of you about the Calliope Cafe at the Stationery Factory. It's an ongoing free event for youth where it's an open mic. And we've already learned quite a bit about that program. It's really seems like a tremendous benefit to this community and to its participants and the youth here in this community. Before we get back to that subject matter, though, we do have to just check in with the weather and see what we can expect for the weekend.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers this afternoon. Not as warm. Near steady temperature in the upper 60s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 30%. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Cooler with lows in the mid-50s. East wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 60s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, that is the weather. We had quite a stretch the last few days, didn't we? Were you guys, did you stay cool?
We tried.
Yeah. Yeah, I did my best too.
Yeah.
Didn't always succeed, but, and you know, after the winters we go through sometimes, I always feel guilty about even,
complaining,
right. You know, but it's always the extremes here, you know, but we know that, yeah. Right? We're Berkshire folks.
And yet we're lucky being here.
For sure.
No question about it.
Absolutely.
You think about what. Yeah. Other people have to endure.
Absolutely. We're pretty fortunate up here as far as weather goes overall. Yeah. Cumulatively, we do a good job. We're pretty fortunate. So, so we're talking today about the Calliope Cafe. And this is being video recorded, and it will be on our website at PCTV. So if anybody wanted to catch any of the first half, if you hadn't had a chance to see or hear what happened earlier, you can always look us up on PCTV. And look up for the morning drive for today, and you'll be able to see the whole story. And those recordings for all the previous shows that we've done here, whether it be with Bill Sturgeon or Sean Sear, are all available. There's quite a library there. So if there's something you missed in the past, or as you're scrolling through, there may be an old subject matter that is interesting to you, so you can always go into the archives and pull it up. And I invite you to do that. So anyway, Calliope Cafe. This is particularly a good time to be talking with you guys because tonight is your big finale at the Stationery Factory. What time is that, Mark?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And it is a free event. Because it's the big finale, you're going to be on the main stage, correct? And so usually you got what's the room called where you usually have the performances?
They call
every
it
month?
The North Room.
Okay.
And that may... be a throwback to when the Stationery Factory really was a factory,
mm-hmm.
and whatever was going on in that particular part of the building was called the North Room.
Mm-hmm.
But the main stage is a state-of-the-art sound and lighting venue, which often features performers from all over the country and is a sort of project of great affection
mm-hmm.
on the part of Steve Sears.
Steve Sears.
Who conceived it.
Yep. And they have quite a lineup coming up, right? Just in the near future, just looking at their schedule right now. So like in July, Chris Marinda and Friends is going to be an event there. And then
he appears, I think, twice a month now.
Yeah, I see his name recurring.
With guests.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, including Steve Sears.
Oh, okay.
This past week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Looks like there's a Grateful Dead cover band coming up.
Yeah.
Steal Your Space, July 10th. the original Wrecking Crew is coming there July 12th. Great Balls of Fire, which is a Jerry Lee Lewis cover. That is July 13th. Rev Tour, July 18th. So quite a lineup coming up. Wild Heart Tribute. Oh, Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac, cover band in August 2nd. That's cool. So, yeah, lots of things to look at. So go to their website. Go to the Stationery website and see what's coming up. They've got a lot of great shows. And, Mark, as you said, it's such a fantastic venue.
Yeah.
And, you know, if people out here in Berkshire County haven't had a chance yet to go visit that and experience it, you know, look at their menu of activities coming up. Maybe there's one of those cover bands that's going to really hit home for you. And it'll be a great opportunity for you to get in there and experience the Stationery Factory. And we're especially grateful to the Stationery Factory, you guys are, because they give you this space free of charge. They give you all the support that you need when you have this monthly event for the youth. So they are reaching out to the community and doing this, giving you this area to do this, right? And they invited you to do this initially, right?
It really is a wonderful thing on the part of the founders. I have, you know, I'm so grateful to Steve Sears and to Greg for having approached me in the first place. I didn't know what to expect when I first did it, but Greg and I talked quite a bit about philosophy, and it's worked out better beyond my expectations.
Yeah, and these types of programs are really vital to any community, but it's especially fitting, I think, here in Berkshire County because there is such a rich environment of the arts. So, you know, it's good that we have more opportunities for everybody here to be a part of that. You know, so having venues like this for you, Sam, and the other kids is I think really valuable. And you know, we know there's other programs like through 18 Degrees. They have the Kids for Harmony. Have you ever heard the Kids for Harmony
before?
I'm
not familiar with it.
So it's classical music. And they actually just had their big gala a couple nights ago down at Tanglewood. And it is really, the first time I saw them, you know, they came to perform at a nonprofit event. And I think everybody was like, okay, it's going to be, but, you know, little kids with their violins, you know, and everybody will clap and go, oh, how nice that was. These kids blew everybody away.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew their craft. And in fact, they even performed a piece that was written by one of the students. It was really amazing. They do a fantastic job. So programs like that and like Calliope Cafe really enrich our community for sure. So I'm grateful. I'm glad that you're doing this. Sam, I assume you're happy to have this outlet, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So tell me a little bit, Sam, about your experience here in the Calliope Cafe.
Well, I heard about my friend doing it. So he's in the grade above me.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that he was doing it. And I saw a video of him. And that was one of the original times that it was, yeah, it was like the first one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw the video of him doing it, and I was like, man, that would be pretty cool. And at first I was a little apprehensive, but my mom showed me the video, and she was like, I think it would be really cool if you did it. And I was like, all right. and so I did it, and I think, I don't remember the first thing I did there, but after I did it once, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like I kind of got just enraptured in the magic of like the performances and stuff. And I do theater in school, but really music is my passion. And I think that kind of caught me a lot more than theater could.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I started out doing it. And I've been doing it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take some months off for some busy nights, but usually I'm pretty religious about it.
Yeah. And like you said, you had to take off time sometimes because you've got some other priorities, school for one, right?
Usually it's a performance for school, actually. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, the program, you know, as I understand it, it really provides an encouraging atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Do you find it's kind of comfortable and welcoming?
Yeah.
Give you a chance to kind of be yourself up there?
Absolutely. And I've made so many good friends doing this too. Mm-hmm. It's just a great place to be.
Yeah. So you've been able to socialize and make new friends that you might not otherwise have had the opportunity to in your own circles, right?
Yeah, it used to be hard because I used to be the youngest one there. I'm mm-hmm. not anymore. And mm-hmm. I'm just kind of familiar with everybody and it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, another incredible benefit, right? Is any opportunity to socialize, to minimize any kind of sense of isolation, you know, and we know that this is a big problem, especially after COVID, right? So again, great opportunity to do this. Mental health is a big problem and a big concern for everybody. And so anytime there's an opportunity like this to kind of relieve some of that stress and give people that opportunity to socialize and build confidence, right? Definitely going to build confidence. I guess when I say relieve stress, there might be a little stress before going on stage, is there? But being able to express yourself helps release that, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And kudos to you, because I don't know that I would have the courage to get up there and perform. So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you do it once, you just keep doing it, and it gets easier every time. I don't actually get nervous anymore.
Oh, good. Oh, fantastic.
To.
Yeah. And that's just it. It's because you've had these opportunities to build that confidence, to find yourself up there. So
good.
That's where your space is. That's where you're comfortable up there because of a program like this. And I'm sure you're not the only one.
Yeah.
Yep. Have you had conversations with any of the other participants along those lines, or what they get out of it? Or
well, I mean, usually for some people, I feel like it's because like the music program at their school, I mean, is good, but it's not giving them exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to express themselves through, you know, their own original music or the kind of music that they like to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yeah, I'd say that.
And also you build some of those on stage skills, right? The performance skills that maybe you might not get from some other venues.
Yeah, I feel like I can banter a little better if I have to, like, tune my guitar or something, so that definitely comes in handy.
Fill that space.
Yeah.
Fill that silence. Yeah. Especially on radio. We don't want silence on radio, so.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it to you. If we need a little filler, just jump right in there.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay. You're getting good at it. So this whole thing came about, Mark, because of your... you did a similar program to this while you were a teacher at Wakona.
Right, and it was at most twice a year.
Yeah.
We talked about doing something less formal, I guess, on a more regular basis at the high school. It never materialized.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say less formal, it probably would have had to be much more like an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing it at the high school, I did audition. I never said no, but I was there as an advisor I knew what they were going to play, and I could give them some advice about how to make the performance work a little bit better. And I had, you know, I had a pretty in-depth knowledge of what it is that the audience was going to hear. It usually ran 3 hours, and that's because we had as many as 25 or 30 performers in those days.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to get them all on there because they were only going to do this twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I have to commend you, Brian, for your pronunciation of Calliope. Not everybody is familiar with the name.
Okay.
That name came about for the Calliope Cafe because of its connection with the speech team.
Mm-hmm.
And Calliope was the muse of speech and poetry, or a muse of speech and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also an instrument. You don't see them very much anymore, but an unusual instrument.
It's like
an organ of some sort.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, all I know is that I used to call it Calliope, so I definitely learned a lot.
A lot of people still do.
And that's extremely fitting too. What a great title for it, because of that background and how you came about with that. And then when you talk about speech, I mean, obviously lyrics are a form of speech and so forth. But you also mentioned that it's not just for instruments and lyrics and musicians, but it's also the stage is also open to other forms like dance. But again, with Calliope in mind. Poetry,
yeah,
and you said stand-up comedy, even,
yeah,
right. You have some performers who do stand-up comedy,
yeah, I and the original poetry thing too, and I miss it when it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing the dance, to be honest. But we have had some extraordinary poets who have moved on to college, and I would welcome them back.
Mm-hmm.
We had an alumnus from the Calliope Cafe from my high school days, who actually visited the Berkshires, her parents live here, from her home in Iceland, and she recited a poem that she had written when she was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But that idea of, I mentioned earlier, of this dawned on me when I was teaching, that this is a place for students to take risks, to do something because they know that they are among friends and people that love them. It's not like being in an open mic in a bar, where you don't know.
Right, it's not the gong
the
show.
People.
It's not
right,
the gong
right,
show.
Exactly.
Right?
It's not a competition, and you can be nervous, but you are nervous in front of your grandpa or your grandma or your brothers and sisters, and there's an amazing family atmosphere at these events.
Yeah, I saw that when I attended last month.
And I mean, I don't know how often families get together to do stuff like this, but it's wonderful that they do.
Yeah.
And the stand-up comic, when you said that about, you know, I don't know what issues lie behind some of the risk-taking that these young people endure or are willing to take. I just know that it is helpful for them, necessary for them in ways that I probably can't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to know that we're giving them that outlet. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, Sam, would you want to do another little instrumental for us for a few moments? And is this something else that you have written yourself, or?
Yeah. So I figured since I'm going to be doing something else, this I don't have anything prepared, but this is a cool instrumental. I think it's kind of a lullaby that I came up with, and I think it's actually kind of akin to what my grandpa does when he writes. So it's an unnamed lullaby, but here it is.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sam has a new cousin.
Yeah.
Who is now 7 months old. And when I first heard that, I'm pretty sure that was what you had written.
Oh, it's a different one.
Oh, it's a different one. Wow. He's writing lullabies already.
Well, James Taylor, right?
Exactly.
Sweet Baby James.
That was the best song ever.
I think that was pretty much a lullaby to his nephew, right?
Yeah.
So if I want to wake everybody up again after being lulled to sleep, it was very calming and soothing. But I could fall asleep to that for sure, in a good way. Thanks, Sam. That was really nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for doing that. The Calliope Cafe is I want to just keep revisiting this because, you know, people come and go on this listening to us here, so they may not have gotten the message, and this is the. The most pressing message today is that today is the big finale at the Stationery Factory. You want to talk a little bit more about that again, Mark?
Yeah, Stationery Factory is Flansburg Avenue in Dalton. It's just the first turn at the lights before you get to the center of town, the Union Block and the community, the CRA, the Community Recreation Association. And it's across the street from the fire station. I had a question this morning about... handicapped accessibility. Mm-hmm. There is a ramp in the very back of the building that will take you right to the center of the main stage area, it's where I often go in myself. We really are so grateful for this, Ryan, but we really urge people to try to come to these and certainly to try to make this tonight. Don't have to worry about buying tickets in advance or anything like that. Just come on in, and I'm sure it will be a wonderful evening. Mm-hmm. If you don't make it tonight, we'll be back probably in September when school starts up again.
And again, when you start back up in September, if there's anybody else out there right now who's listening. If you're a student, you know, maybe you are listening today because you're on school break now. Usually we don't have those kind of listeners during the regular school year. But hopefully there's somebody out there right now who's hearing us, who has a level of skill that they are looking to exhibit and practice their own confidence and learn some skills, on stage skills. And I think this is a very welcoming and comforting and supportive environment to do that. So if this is, you know, maybe in this September, you reach out to Mark at the Calliope Cafe. You show up, it'd be the last Thursday of every month. Just check the Stationery Factory website, see when the next one is, and show up and maybe see how it goes for other people if you don't want to get up there just yet. But then maybe, you know, find your way over to Mark and introduce yourself and maybe make a spot for you on the schedule the following month and see how it works out. Because as Sam was saying, you were telling Sam that, you know, you guys have made a lot of friends and you kind of look out for each other a little bit. And like you were saying, originally you were the youngest one there.
Yeah.
Now you're starting to, you know, climb up through the ranks. You're a little bit of a veteran now, right?
I mean, yeah, you could say that. Yeah. But, you know, it's great because, like, some of the people who are there, they'll just help each other on the spot. This one person might need to do a duet, like vocally, mm-hmm. or have backing, and someone will just learn it because they just know each other, and mm-hmm. it makes everything flow so well, mm-hmm. and it's just fantastic that they can do that.
Mm-hmm. And talk about just a great model for healthy relationships, you know, being able to help one another, people coming together with like interests, sharing your talents and your skills with one another. I mean, what a great venue for that. So again, just as a human, we got to thank you for doing that kind of thing and providing those type of environments. So the Clybe Cafe, you said you've got used to have dancers at one point.
Yeah, and still would welcome them.
Yeah. So if you have
Summer back if she could.
Yeah. So you have a if you again, it's not just about performing an instrument or singing. If you have some other artistic skill that you want to bring to that stage, just get a hold of Mark. And yeah, great. Yeah.
If I can mention this, the two Mount Greylock students, mm-hmm. Who were regulars for a couple of years on the Calliope Cafe, went on to college this past fall, mm-hmm. and I wasn't able to get them back for this season, but they established, as soon as they got on campus, they established a venue. Mm-hmm. And an event for that was modeled after the Calliope Cafe, mm-hmm. and I'm just so grateful that that sort of thing happens, that they got that going.
Yeah, so. For sure. And so it is a free event, so it is open to the public. Anybody can come. Like you said, usually, you know, the groupies are the families, right?
Yeah.
but it is open to anybody, and I
fellow
highly encourage
students
it. Yeah.
now too.
And fellow students,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And like I said, I managed to make my way up there last month, and I highly recommend it to anybody. It's free entertainment for the night, and it's good stuff. So just to the general public, I recommend that you guys all take advantage of this too. But the event is free. Tonight's event is free. Every month it's free. But it does cost a little bit to run. So how does somebody make a donation?
There's a tip
out?
Jar.
Okay.
there's a cash jar.
Okay.
I'm not sure how else, except that, you know, I was approached by a former student of mine, mm-hmm. who wanted to help and sent a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a guitar out of it. So those things are wonderful.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention two other people. Ryan, I know you're running short, but one is Bob Shepard,
yep.
who is a local accompanist of the First Order,
mm-hmm.
And who has helped us out with accompanying, mm-hmm. a number of vocalists over the past few years. Another is Benny Cohn,
mm-hmm.
who helped us out a couple of years ago, and we would love to have him back. He's mm-hmm. a former Wakona student.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Jack Waldheim, who has a shop where he repairs guitars right in the stationery factory. And he appears often,
mm-hmm.
and has offered his services as an advisor to young performers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're welcome to walk into his shop and pick his brain.
Yeah. So it takes a village, right? A village of people with talents and skills that are very fitting for this. So we are starting to wind down here. We've got about 20 seconds. Anything else, Sam, you want to kind of express?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that if you're hearing this, you should definitely give it a go. Even sometimes I think they've done, like, art galleries. I've seen that. So if you're involved in the arts at all, I'm sure there's some way that you can get in on it. But it's really great, and I hope we see some of you there tonight.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to us today. This is a great program, the Calliope Cafe at the Stationery Factory in Dalton. enjoy this day. Enjoy the weekend. One more day till we're there, but we're there quickly, coming into July. So enjoy what you can. All of us here at WTBR, we appreciate you tuning in to the Morning Drive this morning, and we hope that we'll that you'll join us again. Thank you guys for being in here.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.